So, Katie, you've obviously just finished the VCA Film and Television with your final year film. So, can you tell me about the making of the film?
Yes, so I made this during COVID, which brought on some many challenges, as you might have expected. My shoot actually got rescheduled about three times, but in the end, I used those during the lockdowns, were spent refining the script and rehearsing with the actors, which actually, in hindsight, proved to be a really useful time for me. During that time, finding the right collaborators who understood the story was also really important to me, and I was lucky enough to work with a number of first and second generation Asian immigrants who made up just over a third of the cast and crew on set, which was such a fabulous working experience I had.
So tell my listeners why that was so important.
Well, my story is based on my experiences as an immigrant. The film is a coming-of-age drama reflective of my own experiences as a 13-year-old Japanese, about a 13-year-old Japanese immigrant, sorry, who navigates through a new culture, a new language, and new friends with the help of a fantastical sheep residing at a local petting farm, whom Hina, the protagonist, visits regularly for English lessons. So it was important to me that the cast and crew understood the story and what I wanted to do with it as well.
It's often very hard to actually retell such a personal story in a clear way. What are the things that you discovered when you were trying to get this down on film?
Well, one of the things that I found really helpful was during lockdowns, I kept a journal, which involved my part of my writing process is to just write down experiences or memories that I had from that time and try to incorporate it within the film and see what sticks and what doesn't. One of the most memorable experiences that I actually stuck in the film was I had a friend in the first few months of moving to Australia. Who my mother and I thought was actually named Pardon, but after 3 months of very awkward conversations later, we discovered her name was actually Amanda, not Pardon. So that character actually features in the film as well. Yeah.
Oh, that's so sweet, isn't it? And also, I guess the petting zoo, it's a little bit like Charlotte's Web, isn't it? To have ca characters being the animals.
Yeah, that's actually based on my experiences as well. My mother took me to the local zoo every week or every other week, and the kangaroos and the lemurs were my first friends. I talked to them. I practiced speaking in English with the kangaroos and lemurs, and yeah, it was just a really strange and funny and embarrassing few years of my life that I wanted to explore.
You also say that it's the experience of a person, especially a child, I guess, coming to such a different environment with a different language and as well as different cultural mores. It's often the loneliness, the sense of loneliness and alienation, which is what you're exploring, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I found that often in films and television, the dramatic elements of immigration is explored, which in its own right is very important. But from my own experiences as a 7-year-old, I think the things that I was most worried about was finding friends, how to communicate with them, the language barriers, even looking different and having different sort of lunches to my peers. Were what really stuck with me, and that's what I wanted to explore with this film as well.
So, what was it like doing going to VCA and doing film? You obviously wanted to do film for a long time.
Yeah, so I actually grew up in Cairns where there's not a lot of film culture, but film and television were actually one of the my teachers, I guess, in learning how to speak English as well as the kangaroos and the lemurs. But yes, children's television played a huge role in my life, and knew I wanted to continue telling stories in this medium. So I decided to move to Melbourne when I got into VCA.
Well, yeah, that's a really big culture shock as well, I should imagine.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. And the other opportunity that's come out of going to VCA Film and Television has been the fact that your film plus all the others are going to be shown at MIFF Play
Yes.
over December. So that's a big opportunity, isn't it?
Yes, it's a really exciting opportunity. One, I'm just ecstatic to be able to finally share this film with audiences as well as friends and family. I feel like we were supposed to make this film in 2021, so my friends and family have heard a lot about it but haven't been able to watch it. So it'll be a really good experience for them as well. It's just amazing to have such a massive platform like MIFF Play to be able to reach wider audiences, which I'm really excited about too.
So is it a 30-minute film or a 20-minute film or a, what, how long is it?
My film is actually 11 minutes.
11 minutes, yeah.
Yes, from my understanding, I think the master's students have 20-minute films, and the bachelor films are around 10 minutes, 11 minutes.
Yeah. And which, you know, each of the lengths teaches you something in particular, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, I think. Yeah, every film is so different and so unique, and I'm excited to watch all of my peers' films as well.
Thank you for talking to me.
No worries. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.